15 years ago tomorrow, in the wake of a blizzard, the first group of 11 captive-bred Mexican gray wolves was released in Arizona's Apache National Forest. Today, the recovery program's population has grown to 75, but advocates say much higher numbers are needed to ensure the long-term survival of the lobo. Eva Sargent with Defenders of Wildlife says the wolves are facing a genetic crisis because there are only 3 breeding pairs. She says genetic diversity helps wolves adapt to changes in climate or food supply.
Also, when you don't have a lot of diversity, you're more susceptible to various diseases. And in this case, we already have scientific evidence that the Mexican wolves are having lower litter sizes, fewer pups.
Defenders of Wildlife is calling for an emergency rescue plan for the endangered animals, starting with expanding the gene pool by releasing more of the 300 Mexican wolves currently being held in zoos and breeding centers. The rescue plan also calls for establishing additional ranges for the wolves. Sargent says keeping the current small population in one area puts the entire recovery program at risk.
That's all your chickens in one basket. So when you see a huge wildfires like we've had the last 2 years, those kind of things threaten your population when they're all in one place. So does disease. A disease epidemic could come in and wipe the entire population out.
Sargent says the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service must finally complete an update of its Mexican wolf recovery plan to answer questions like how many wolves are needed and where.
The recovery plan is 30 years out of date, and they are now on their third attempt to update it. You know, when the recovery plan was new in 1982, Tron was the top movie.
Most of the opposition to wolf recovery has come from ranchers. Sargent believes the concerns ranchers have about the program are valid.
Wolves don't eat very many cows, but if they're your cows, that's a real problem. I think that there's a lot of ways that ranchers are learning to coexist with wolves, and there's a lot of programs to help them from various groups.
Events marking the 15th anniversary of the Wolf Recovery Program are being held in Flagstaff, Pine Top, and Albuquerque, New Mexico. For Public News Service, I'm Doug Ramsey.